Good afternoon. I have three things to read for you. The first from The Elements of Radio Telephony.
By William C. Ballard, Jr., and the preface begins thus. The phenomenal popularity into which radio telephonic broadcasting has sprung has been the means of interesting thousands in radio transmission. To the non-technical reader, the transmission of speech and music with no visible means of intercommunication is somewhat of a mystery. While it is mysterious, it is no more mysterious than the production and recognition of light. For radio and light waves are of exactly the same nature. The relation of radio and light waves is the same as that existing between red and blue light. It is merely a matter of frequency. Of course, the colors of the radio spectrum are invisible as far as the human eye is concerned, and the radio receiver is nothing more than an artificial eye, sensitive to these extremely low-frequency colors. Next is a poem by Robert West. This was written in 1941. Robert West is the author of a book called So, You're Going on the Air. It's a poem entitled My Name is Radio. My name is Radio. My influence shall abide. I, Magic Box, am something years ago the wizards dreamt of in the Arabian Nights. Science has conceived and brought to birth, more wondrous far than legend's figments wrought by the ingenious bards of long ago. Use cannot make me stale or custom pale the glamour of my march of offerings. The world now needs me every day and night to fill its every want and appetite for news, for music, and sweet conversation, for comedy that wreathes society and smiles. I feel like a spirit medium that can bring the listener whate'er he wishes from the void. Do you want multitude of thoughts, all types? Full measure comes with the revolving dial. The masters wait to pour out symphonies that rock the world and set your soul on fire. Do you want messages of happenings about this troublous world? You surely may. Do you seek sympathy, companionship? I am ready to respond and give you all the full mix of my complex chords to shake you out of selfish isolation as you glide on from station unto station. For I am radio, forward tomorrow. I shall strike out for rich new worlds to conquer, making the present television faint in shadow of the glories that will come. In fullness of the real hue and shape, life shall be more bounteous for my task. 'Tis mine to enlarge your reach and view and ear to the utmost bounds, making man great, as could be wished when a young Alexander did set to conquer the whole habited world. Only my means, persuasively, are unfurled. And lastly, a 1966 essay by Dick Higgins, Statement on Intermedia. Art is one of the ways that people communicate. It is difficult for me to imagine a serious person attacking any means of communication per se. Our real enemies are the ones who send us to die in pointless wars or to live lives which are reduced to drudgery, not the people who use other means of communication, from those which we find most appropriate to the present situation. When these are attacked, a diversion has been established, which only serves the interest of our real enemies. However, due to the spread of mass literacy, to television and the transistor radio, our sensitivities have changed. The very complexity of this impact gives us a taste for simplicity, an art which is based on the underlying images that an artist has always used to make his point. As with the Cubists, we are asking for a new way of looking at things, but more totally, since we are more impatient and more anxious to go to the basic images.
This explains the impact of happenings, event pieces, mixed media films. We do not ask any more to speak magnificently of taking arms against a sea of troubles. We want to see it done. The art which most directly does this is the one which allows this immediacy with a minimum of distractions. Goodness only knows how the spread of psychedelic means, tastes, and insights will speed up this process. My own conjecture is that it will not change anything, only intensify a trend which is already there. For the last 10 years or so, artists have changed their media to suit this situation, the point where the media have broken down in their traditional forms and have become merely puristic points of reference. The idea has arisen, as if by spontaneous combustion throughout the entire world, that these points are arbitrary and only useful as critical tools, in saying that such and such a work is basically musical, but also poetry. This is the intermedial approach, to emphasize the dialectic between the media. A composer is a dead man unless he composes for all the media and for his world. Does it not stand to reason, therefore, that having discovered the intermedia, which was perhaps only possible through approaching them by formal, even abstract means, the central problem is now not only the new formal one of learning to use them, but the new and more social one of what to use them for. Having discovered tools with an immediate impact, for what are we going to use them? If we assume, unlike McLuhan and others who have shed some light on the problem up until now, that there are dangerous forces at work in our world, isn't it appropriate to ally ourselves against these and to use what we really care about and love or hate as the new subject matter in our work? Could it be that the central problem of the next 10 years or so, for all artists in all possible forms, is going to be less the still further discovery of new media and intermedia, but of the new discovery of ways to use what we care about, both appropriately and explicitly? The old adage was never so true as now, that saying a thing is so, don't make it so. Simply talking about Vietnam or the crisis in our labor movements is no guarantee against sterility. We must find the ways to say what has to be said in the light of our new means of communicating. For this, we will need new rostrums, organizations, criteria, sources of information. There is a great deal for us to do, perhaps more than ever, but we must now take the first steps. Dick Higgins, August 3rd, 1966.